Section 9. Entomologists at Work. This section of the insect zoo is along one wall spanning 25 feet from the windows on the right to the corner at the left. At the right end is a model tree with panels about bees to the left. Next to these is a window into the insect rearing room. To the left are several panels of text and a display window. A ledge spans the wall, starting just past the tree model. This section explores entomology and how the museum and experts care for and study arthropods. In the right corner is a mottled tree, reaching from floor to ceiling with an inset oval window in the trunk. The contents have been removed, and the display will be remodeled or removed. On the wall to the left is a display shaped like cells of a honeycomb with photos and text about honeybees. Next is a 3.5-foot wide window with a view into the insect rearing room through the emergence chamber. The museum receives shipments of pupae of over 100 different species of butterflies and moths from around the world, and many are kept here until they emerge. A ledge photo shows a staff member in a lab coat examining pupae. The emergence chamber is directly behind the window into the lab, a set of metal shelves within a glass case. Pupae hang from planks below the shelves. Cards identify the species and show an adult photo. Some pupae you may see are a pill-shaped, 2.5-centimeter-long butterfly chrysalis, metallic gold with black markings, or ones that look like brown or green leaves twisted into a narrow 2-centimeter-long tube. There may be cocoons wrapped in beige silk and dead brown leaves. These can reach 9 centimeters long. You may see butterflies or moths emerging or hanging from an empty pupa after stretching out their wings. Through the emergence chamber, the insect rearing room can be seen. There are shelves of aquariums and other arthropod enclosures. You may see staff working. On the wall to the left are panels. To the right, a set of nested boxes describe different groups of arthropods. On the left is a description of scientific names and classification, the key to identifying a specific species, using Apis mellifera, the honeybee, as an example. The left third of this section has a 3.5-foot wide case with rotating displays about entomology research. The next section is just around the corner. Continue following this wall to where it makes a wide turn.